Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mayer with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Friday, the 26th of June. Starting off with ADM Energy, which I think I covered before quite recently, but we've got the shares now through the 200-day moving average at 4 pence. End of day close above that, looks as though we're heading towards 5.5 pence at the top of that rising February trend channel. And obviously, given how far the shares have come down in the recent past, that might just be an initial target for the stock. Valid while we hold above 3 pence, which is recent neckline resistance. Advanced Energy, a stock which may be also one to keep on the watch list. That's on the basis that it's all about the 0.2 pence level, which was resistance at the end of February. Situation now is that an end of day or end of week close above 0.2 pence could take the shares up to the top of a rising trend channel from the earlier part of this year, as high as 0.5 pence, and that could be seen on in the month to 6 weeks after any breakout of 0.2 pence. Stock which has been in the doldrums for quite a long time is Amur Minerals, and you can see that there's red candles all over the place, but looking for this stock to potentially break the 200-day moving average at 1.66 pence. If we can do that on an end-of-day or a weekly close basis, then the top of a broadening triangle at 5 pence could be on offer. Upside only really valid, though, while we hold above a penny, so that's essentially the technical stop loss on that situation for those who feel that this is a recovery situation for them. Stock where there's been no doubt about the bullish credentials, at least over the last 24 hours, is Carrera Network. We've broken that neckline there at 6.25 pence and headed much higher since then. The view at this stage is that we could be in a broadening triangle, a rising trend channel, as high as reaching as high as 15 pence over the near term, i.e. the next month or so. All the while hoping that we hold above that old December peak at 6.25. Favourite of mine over the recent past, largely because it's gone up, is Canadian Overseas, but also because it's a beautiful chart there that we've got over recent weeks. So we broke 0.2 pence in the middle of this month, and at the moment we're trying to work out exactly how far the stock can stretch. At this stage, could be as high as that resistance line projection I've just drawn, up towards 0.7 pence, and the upside valid, I suppose, while we hold above the 0.35 pence zone. So that's sort of in the middle of the latest bull flag, which looks like a continuation type feature. The only other point to note, I suppose, notice that little spike area 0.45. Let's just see if we can get a weekly close above that, which would then hopefully then clear the way quite easily towards the 0.7 pence target. Seeing Machines is next, a stock which I haven't looked at, I think, for quite a while, but we've had a nice basing pattern here over recent weeks and months. Finally broken that, fourth time lucky, that resistance there at around, 3.2 pence, holding above that. And there could be significant upside, perhaps as high as the resistance line there at 7 pence that I've just drawn. Just looks like a decent breakout situation. Be cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end-of-day close or a weekly close above the 200-day moving average, currently at 3.75 pence. Supply is next, and although it's been accused of being a sort of a hyping up situation, this is a falling wedge, which is normally a decent signal to, or a setup to go by. We need to get that end of day, end of week close above 0.15 pence for the shares to trigger a proper move to the upside, i.e. up to 0.5 pence. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end of day close back above the 50-day moving average as it falls lower from 0.21 pence. Quite a lot of sparks flying yesterday with the following stock. I think it sort of rushed up towards the 6 pence level. Current situation with Sealand Capital is that we're searching for support. The support area probably between around the 4.5 pence level. It's already sort of done that initially today, but maybe 4 to 4.5 pence would maintain the breakout that we've seen. If we can do that, and only that's a big if, then the big target here, while above 4 pence, would be up to the top of that broadening triangle as high as 20 pence, that broadening triangle from way back in 2017. Always good to see a new name in the leaderboard or on the leaderboard, and that comes at the moment in the form of Tasty. Here you can see that shares breaking out through the 200-day moving average. The breakout level, I suppose, recently was 2.5 pence, so that's easily cleared. End of week close above the 200-day line could set up the shares for a move towards the top of that rising trend channel from the end of December, heading as high as 6.5 or even 7 pence over the next few weeks. Difficult to avoid UK oil and gas at the moment, just because people are so amazed that it's actually recovered and recovered to some extent anyway and stayed up. Situation here, it looks like we're in a mid-move consolidation. Interesting to see how the stock actually did hit that rather ambitious looking trend line there from April at 0.5 pence. In fact, it went through that. Currently, we can say that while we're above the 0.3 pence area, the floor of the current flag, we could at least retest that 0.55 pence peak from earlier in the week. Best case scenario at the moment, I suppose, for UCOG fans would be up towards this resistance line projection and the 200-day moving average at 0.68. But I admit at the moment that does seem rather ambitious, but at least above 0.3, potentially heading higher. Finishing off with Volga Gas, where there was an announcement today regarding potential M&A. Gap through this triangle for the shares, so that's roughly at the 23 pence level. So about 23 pence, we're on the bullish tack, rather obviously. In terms of what the target could be, the best case scenario target here at the moment is 40 pence, which is that March resistance line projection, fundamentals notwithstanding. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.